come to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise you that you have forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. You received us through your Holy Spirit as members of your only begotten Son, and so adopted us as your children. You sealed and confirmed this to us by holy baptism. We earnestly pray through your beloved Son that you will always govern these children by your Holy Spirit. May they be nurtured in the Christian faith and in godliness, and grow and develop in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that they may see your fatherly goodness and mercy, which you have shown to them and to us all. May they live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King, and High Priest, Jesus Christ. Give them the courage to fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion. May they forever praise and magnify you and your Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, the one and only true God. Lord, it gives us great joy to be able to pray these words again, that you have blessed these families and you have blessed our congregation with your covenant faithfulness from one generation to the next. You build your church, you gather the nations, you call the lost, and you bring us to life through the Holy Spirit. So Lord, we pray that in our celebrations today, we would not take our eyes off of that grace. We would not mistake the overwhelming mercy you have shown us with something that we think we qualify for or something that we have done. For Lord, the testimony of our baptisms, no matter how long ago it has been, still to us today testify that our salvation is in Christ alone. Just like Noah could not save himself from the flood and Israel could not save themselves from the Red Sea, you are the Savior. And you, O Lord, continue to save your people by miraculous works, undeserved works, and works that bring you the glory. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that for these two who have just received baptism, or for those of us for whom it's been decades since we've been baptized, may our hearts continue to sing with gratitude for what the Lord has done for his people and the faithfulness you have made and shown in your promises. Indeed, Lord, we pray that in these two and in all of our children and young people, you would set upon their hearts a desire to respond to your promise of baptism by standing before you and your people and publicly declaring, "I believe in the Lord." Lord, we ask that you would lead many to that profession, that you would lead many to put their hope in this covenant God. And Lord, we pray that we would continue to hear the word that calls us to that faith in Christ alone. Lord, we pray that you would continue to feed us with the word by which the Spirit works in our hearts. We know, Lord, that our worship to you is something you have given to us, not just as a privilege, but also as a calling. We must worship the Lord our God, without which we will wither and die. To be absent from your presence, O Lord, is death. And that's why, Lord, we are also grieved this day, that this needs to be the last in-person worship service for the next 28 days. That this needs to be how we have to protect one another, how we are called to cooperate with the government. And yet, Heavenly Father, we pray that in our grief we would still stand firm and bear witness to the governing authorities that this may not continue, that this cannot progress. They may not put a stumbling block before the gospel and before the gathering of your people. Let the church do its work. And so, the Lord, in this time we pray that the next 28 days would be fruitful. If it be your will, Lord, may the hospitalizations decrease, especially those in the ICU. May the pressure on our healthcare staff be eased for their sake and also for their patients, for our community. And yet, Lord, we also pray that we would not look upon this as a pause from you or a taking a break from church. But Lord, we pray that even as we are called to worship you in our own homes, we may yet sing your praises And even if it's difficult to pay attention because we're in our homes, we're not in church, yet, Lord, we pray that you would feed us with a desire to listen for you and to watch your work continue among your people here. We know, Lord, that the world doesn't understand that, doesn't want to understand that. But we know, Lord, that even when your people have been scattered in the past, yet you will bless them, yet you will bind them together, and yet you will restore them. You have always done that with those who have clung in faith to you. And so, Lord, may we remember that it is not our coming to you that makes worship real. It is that you come to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, whose birth we celebrate and praise you for today. But not just a birth in and of itself, but that the gift of him coming into this world was so that he would suffer and die for sinners. Look upon us, we pray then, that we may see that tremendous sacrifice and what it cost him. What our sins deserve is pictured in Christ. And yet, O Lord, he calls us not to share in that suffering, for that suffering is finished, but to share in his redemption that he has won. So, Lord, we pray that if our hearts are hardened this day, that you would soften them through the Holy Spirit, that you would set your word before us so that the heart given life and renewal would praise you and join all those who have gone before us to give thanks for that glad tidings of great joy. We pray all this then for Jesus' sake. Amen. Before we open God's word, our song of preparation is hymn 277, and we'll stand to sing all of the stanzas.